Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you here on Sports Grid. We got an hour to go until In-Game Live will take over. So much basketball for that crew to be covering, and I know they'll do a great job. But now that we've kind of set the table here, I want to talk some football, and I love being able to talk to Brady about it. Brady Cannon joins our show here. We'll do a little golf as well. And Brady, I want to just start with asking you, was there anything that stood out to you kind of across the board or from one game specifically on Wild Card weekend that, you know, really, again, stood out with you?
You know, not great games. Okay, that was one, and we kind of saw that in round one of the college football playoff. I thought it was kind of similar. You know, the favorites pretty much had their way. Now, the Commanders against the Buccaneers was pretty awesome. That was cool. I had a feeling that was going to be the best game. That was the one I really nailed. I felt the Commanders were going to win that game outright. Of course, they ended up doing so. The Chargers were disappointing, but I understand, you know, a home dog in the first round of the playoffs, that's a very live situation there for the Texans. And I wonder, we didn't see it on Monday night with the Rams, but I wonder if the Chargers were affected by the Southern California fires, you know, not being able to practice outdoors. I wonder if that was, I mean, we've never seen Justin Herbert play like that in his career, as far as I can remember. That was odd. But I think, you know, it kind of played out the way we thought it would. Minnesota laying an egg for this, I mean, a big egg. I mean, they were a 14-win team looking like a 4-win team, like overnight the last 2 weeks. That was pretty wild as well.
Yeah, for me, the fact that our only over was Houston, LA is insane. Because that was maybe the worst of the games. Like the fact that we almost had a 6-0 under weekend, that's rare. I don't know if that means anything moving forward, but it's just noteworthy. You mentioned Minnesota. I wanted to ask you this quickly because I know you know the Niners team well, and I think Darnold is going to now be done in Minnesota because he lost himself so much money last night. But I still think the amount that he will want, Minnesota can't pay him because they have to go to J.J. McCarthy. They can't pay a backup $25 million, whatever it might be. The one area that Darnold has a healthy relationship in, I would think, would be San Francisco. I am curious, do you think there is a world if Darnold costs a third of the Brock Purdy price? If Brock is a $60 million annual and Darnold is a $20 million annual, that could be an option in the Bay?
Well, I think San Francisco's a very good thought on your part there, Kevin, because, I mean, Shanahan likes that type of guy, you know, a guy that fits the system, an accurate passer, a little bit mobile. You know, he's Kirk Cousins has been a guy on Shanahan's radar, and you know, that's a similar profile there, I think, with Sam Darnold and Brock Purdy as well. I think Purdy's really becoming great as far as his mobile ability. We saw him run a lot this year, and he didn't have a great year, but he's still pretty good. I think he's a lot better than he looked for a lot of the Niners team, obviously, was not very good this year. But $20 million a year, the Niners can't afford that, I don't think. And I don't know if Darnold's going to get it, to be honest with you. I think, again, he makes a lot of sense. Kyle knows him. I think he'd love to have him as a backup. But I know they can't afford that because that team is so up against it. They're going to have to pay Purdy a lot, and I think deservedly so. I mean, Nick Bosa, you know, Fred Warner, they've got a number of guys coming up to the end of their contract. So Dre Greenlaw, I believe, is another guy. They're going to have to figure out, they're going to have to, you know, just make magic. And I don't think bringing in Sam Darnold at $20 million is a part of that equation.
Yeah, I think the tough thing to me for Purdy is I just feel like all the offseason quarterback news is not going his way, to me at least, because I think that, again, if Darnold is worth, if let's say Darnold's going to only make 10 a year, like mm-hmm. the Niners have a number of things to do, and I can't pay Brock 6X Sam Darnold. And if Kirk right. Cousins is on a vet min, and honestly, if Aaron Rodgers is on a vet min, I don't know if I can go 30X for Brock Purdy. I just... That's where it gets very interesting.
No, I don't even really feel he's worth 50. I mean, if they could get away with paying him 40, I think that's very fair. And he might be a little better than that. I think he's a lot better than he looked this year. The 49ers, we know they were decimated by injury. It's the mm-hmm. Super Bowl loser hangover. It was just an awful year, and it seems like it's kind of like every other year for Kyle Shanahan. They either go to the Super Bowl or they're awful, and this year was awful. But Purdy was okay, and he's still a very good quarterback. I understand absolutely he doesn't look like $60 million to me, but boy, if they could get him for 40, I think that'd be a heck of a deal.
And that, again, to me is like the rational, like if that happens, that would make sense, right? But sometimes when we get into quarterback contracts, so often it has to be like this extreme of he's a franchise quarterback, we must reset the market. It's like, no, you don't. Because if the Niners don't give him that money, I don't know who would be giving him that money, right? That becomes a really interesting thing to me.
And maybe he'll work with the team, Kevin, because he knows they're up against it. And if he wants to have all those toys and those weapons, you know, around him that make him so good and make him a big part of that team, a big asset to that team, then he's probably going to have to give up a few bucks. So it's possible. Yeah.
The tough thing for Brock probably, though, is he's been the most underpaid player in the league.
Yeah.
For a few years because he was Mr. Irrelevant, and we know what a quarterback going rate typically would be. All right, let's get into the divisional round here. There is one number that I go, what is it going to be? If it's this, I know what I'm going to do, and if it's above that, I'm just going to laugh. So let me say, Brady, when you made the Houston-KC line, what did you come out to? The 7.5s look like they're moving up to 8.5s now.
Yeah, I make this about 4.5, Kevin. Okay, and when I crunch all the stats, I have not even 2.5. The Chiefs have really been underachievers all year long. And so have the Texans, really. Both of these teams have been underachievers, especially versus what we're used to. The Texans, you know, what we were used to is them only having 3 or 4 wins the entire season. Then all of a sudden they go from worst to first and they win to the division. So we expected some regression this year, and it's played out. I thought they played their best game of the entire season, maybe, in that playoff game against the Chargers. Their defense was outstanding. Now, the defense has been good all year, but they were really on one last Saturday. And if they play like that against Kansas City, it's going to be very tough sledding for the Chiefs, I believe. I mean, the Chiefs didn't look that great last year, and they just found a way to continue to win, and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl and got that ring. I think they've been even worse this year, except their record's better. I mean, they're just one of the weirdest teams, and they typically don't cover a lot of spreads. Now, we know that they did down the stretch. They're getting a little bit healthier. The running game has gotten better. Pacheco back in the lineup. But I think, and I've seen it now to 8 or 8.5, Kevin. I think that's a lot to ask. And we know, I think the books are protecting themselves because the bookmakers never have to go begging for Chiefs money. I think the true line here is somewhere between 4 and 6, and 6 might even be high.
Yeah, I am glad you see it similarly to me. Though, quite frankly, Brady, it is one of those games that I want to give anybody who sees it the other way a shake. we know how every Kansas City game goes, right? So that is one what made this hilarious. Why I am stunned. These teams played in week 16. I know some things have happened. It was...
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's 3.5 in the same exact stadium.
Right.
We're going to stick with Brady. We'll be right back. We're live here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back right here. It's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh from joined by Brady Cannon. Brady, we're talking a little bit around Kansas City and Houston. Big number. Okay, we see it similarly. Detroit, Washington, much trickier because you knew Detroit was going to be a big favorite. And considering Tampa laid a field goal to Washington, right? I mean, we were always going to see this be, you had to imagine a touchdown plus sitting 9.5 right now. What do you make of this 1-6 matchup?
I think the real number there, Kevin, is probably in the neighborhood of 6.5, maybe 7. And yes, it's inflated because it's the Lions who have become a very public team, and rightly so. I mean, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too. They're a blast to watch. Dan Campbell's taken over the country. You know, he's everybody's favorite crazy coach. And, you know, I love this team. I hope they go all the way. I really do. So the books are protecting against that, but it's also teaser protection. Now, they haven't gotten there with Kansas City yet, but I think the 9 or 9.5 is very much teaser protection mode here, where a 6-point teaser does not get you under that 3, the key number of 3, a field goal, right? So the 9 or 9.5, I think, is protecting against that. I mean, if this was at 7.5, you know, I mean, they're still going to have a ton of teasers on the Lions. And that's an interesting thing about this week. And that's always a big red flag. When you've got a bunch of money line parlays and teasers tied into a couple of teams, it's like, look out, you know, one of those is probably not going to come in and the book is going to be able to turn the lights on Monday. Right. So, you know, I think one of the, and you and I were talking off air, I would not be surprised if the Chiefs lost outright. I think they are more susceptible to lose to the Texans than I believe the Lions are to the Commanders.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I will say this. So this will sound silly to some, but I don't think it's that silly. It's a love averages thing, right? So let me say this as an Eagle fan. And somebody invested within their futures, and those are separate facts. People were talking about how many probable Ravens, Bills, Eagles moneyline parlays there was going to be. So I was hoping that one of Buffalo or Baltimore would lose because it's a law of averages thing, right? Like those parlays were plus money. It means it's supposed to lose more often than it is supposed to win. So I will hope that one of either Detroit or Kansas City lose just from a law of averages thing because, you know, the Philly's sitting at 6.5, right? So those will take it down to pick. And that could potentially be different when you kind of think about that. What do you make around the number between Philly and LA that is now out there at 6.5? I think at one point was down to 5.5, so some movement early on.
Yeah, I'm pretty spot on with that one. I have 6.5. I think it's a very good number. And, you know, you talk about it being a very easy teaser leg to put in Philadelphia all the way down to pick 'em or -0.5 or +0.5, whatever, you know, right in that mm-hmm. neighborhood, basically just asking them to win the game. I'm not so sure you're not going to see it go the other way. I'm looking here at BetMGM, okay, and the early report on the highest ticket count. The number one ticket count is on the Ravens at -1. The second highest ticket count is on the Lions, -9. The third is on the Chiefs at -8. And the fourth highest ticket count, the Rams at +6. So the public is all over the underdog there. And I think that's kind of the direction it's going to go, because that was the last game we all saw. And they looked so impressive. They destroyed Minnesota. And they're good. I mean, the other thing, the X factor with the Rams, that young defensive line is really good. Verse is outstanding. I've liked that guy all year long. Their secondary is weak, and that could be a big shot in the arm for Philadelphia, who obviously has great receivers, but Hurts going up against a weaker secondary, that's when he could be really at his best. I mean, we know they have the running game. If he's not having trouble throwing it either, they could be very dangerous. But I think the Rams, you know, they were so electric on Monday night in dominant fashion. And then you have the coach, who now people are asking, is he the very best in the NFL? And he might be. That's an X factor for sure. But I think Philly's going to win this game, and I'd rather lay it than take it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I knew this was going to happen, Brady. I warned people of this. I said, if the Eagles get through the Packers, I'm going to end up being probably really rude in the second round. But like the Eagles played the Rams in LA when it was the healthy watch out Rams, and they destroyed that football team. I mean, I think it was 37-20, and I don't even know if it was that close. Mm-hmm. You know, all in all, I thought it was very interesting. The Eagles win against Green Bay. The main takeaway for people from that game was Hurts and the passing offense. I saw nobody was interested in talking about the best defense in football again, playing like the best defense in football, because the Packers, who I know have not been able to beat Detroit or Minnesota, were never held to 0 points in the first half and 10 over the course of a full game. Like, I don't know. It's the way the Eagles have been this season, Brady. I do feel there are still a lot of people who desperately do not want to believe in that group.
Yeah, I hear you, and probably more so offensively than defensively. And I think that's what people recognize more easily as well, is offense. And they, other than Saquon Barkley, they have sputtered here and there, and did for a large part of this season when either A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith or both of them were out of the lineup. Now when you have them both active in the lineup and you've got Dallas Goedert as well, that offense becomes pretty powerful as well. No, I expect it's going to be the Lions and the Eagles in the NFC Championship, Kevin.
Yeah, I think so probably as well. My confidence for Philly is more than any other of the favorites that we have out there. Though the fourth game, that we didn't get to just yet, that favorite's flipping. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring Brady back, ask him about his numbers around Baltimore and Buffalo, and then talk a little golf as well. Again, it is that time of year, and some of you right now might be watching that Tiger League going on right now, playing on simulators and whatnot. So maybe we'll see if Brady has any thoughts around that. We'll also update the basketball boards for you. So taking a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions. We're live on Sportsbook.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, game time decisions live right here. Kevin Walsh with Brady Cannon. We've got Dave Sharapan right around the corner. Brady, let's start here. Buffalo, Baltimore. You and I got to talk, I think it was last week, and I said to you, just reading the odds makers' futures, they think Baltimore is the best team in football. Baltimore, it's slight, but if they're on the road, slight favorites in Buffalo. They do believe they are the best team in football. What do you think around that number right now?
Well, first of all, I will say that my friend here at the Westgate Superbook, a very highly regarded sports book out here in Las Vegas, John Murray, I heard him say earlier this week that they believe Baltimore and Buffalo are the two best teams in football, which I don't think you can necessarily make a huge stink about. I mean, Detroit and Philly will have something to say about that, but you know, it's two of those four. Which two do you want to say are the best teams in football, right? It's okay if they think Baltimore and Buffalo are the best teams in football. I get that. I'm not going to necessarily argue. I made the number. I was surprised to see Buffalo open up as a favorite, and that is something. I wonder if they're kind of dangling a little bit of a carrot to say, okay, we need some action here. Let's open up Buffalo as a favorite. We know we're going to get Baltimore action. You know, let's see where it's going to go. I don't know. Or do they truly believe that Buffalo should be favored? First line is telling. I made it 1.5. Just my own ratings, you know, what have you. I made Baltimore a 1.5-point favorite. And then when I crunch all the numbers, I come out with them as about a 4-point favorite. And I think a lot of that has to do with what has gone on in the last 6 weeks or so. The Baltimore defense has improved vastly in the second half of the season. And the Bills, you know, they've been in some shootouts against Detroit and against the Rams. And, you know, they've had some moments where their defense certainly allowed some scoring. But I don't think I'm too worried about that. I would say the real number here is somewhere between, say, 1 and 3 in favor of Baltimore. Where we are now, I think, is fairly accurate. I tell you, though, the masses are siding with the Ravens because I think that's what they see on TV. They see that this is a juggernaut. They see how powerful this team is. And I kind of trust what Murray says that, hey, he also made another interesting point, Kevin, that he said, this is a field here in Orchard Park where we do give some home field advantage. It's not the standard 1.5. And he didn't throw out a number, but it's involved in their breakdown, in their power rating. So, you know, with apparently the masses right now centered in on the Ravens, I'd say watch out for the Bills.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. I just think, just if I were right where, it's not going to be on a key number of the game no matter what.
Probably not,
But if you go Buffalo -1, we can't do the disrespect thing. So I think that's, for me, you start there. And if they force your hand, because now that it's, can you believe Buffalo's a home dog and it's going to be this whole, just wait until if we end up getting the game, which I don't know if either of us even think we do, but if we get, wait till Baltimore's laying in Kansas City and people lose their minds around that whole thing. But that's I'll also just add this quickly. The Eagles beat the Ravens in Baltimore. I don't know why nobody cares about the wins that the Eagles have, but I don't know. I'm on this weird island. I think I'm the only person who watches Eagles games.
One last note on that, Kevin, on the Bills and the Ravens. The best play you can probably make, no matter which side you want, is take whatever team is at +1 or +1.5 and tease it up to 7.5. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever you can get to plus 7.5 is probably the best bet you can make in that game.
Yeah, the early thought for me will probably look to try and take an under, but we'll see as we get closer. Brady, golf-wise, where are your eyes as we sit here on this Tuesday?
Well, first of all, I would say this is a tournament that I would not get too heavily invested with, because okay, we go from a couple of tournaments in Hawaii where they were very predictable and we were lucky enough to hit one of them, to a tournament here in La Quinta, California, Palm Springs desert area, the American Express, that is a royal crapshoot. You know, I was trying to think, have I hit an outright winner in every PGA Tour event over the course of my, you know, multi-decade golf betting career? I don't remember having anybody even close at the American Express. Four out of the last six winners here, Kevin, have been priced in the triple digits. I mean, you get complete randomness here. I mean, as evidenced by last year, an amateur won the darn thing, right? First amateur to win a PGA Tour event in 33 years. So I landed on Tom Kim, Kurt Kitayama, Mac Meissner, Jonathan Vegas, Henrik Norlander, and Matty Schmid. And they are all, most of them, at big prices.
All right. Look, wow. 190-1, man. Only golf. Brady, we appreciate it. I'm sure we'll do it again next week. We'll be right back here. It's Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back right here, Game Time Decisions. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is tracking to outscore Philly in the first quarter by himself. That's where we're headed. That's not right. Here's the thing. If I bet Philly and they were on the card, I'd be annoyed, right? But maybe I could laugh it off. The fact that, like, the Sixers truly were a best bet, and then this ended up being this, I'm, one, frustrated because of what it is, but two, like, you know, obviously you got to take some ownership with it all. Man, we have full props, you know, with Tyrese Maxey out and available. I knew Embiid wasn't playing. No Maxey, no PG. Ricky Council's leading the way. We'll see, man. What will drive me crazier than anything is this game landing 14, 15, 16. That will drive me nuts. Honestly, if it lands 13, I'll be fine. Just pretend it never happened. We were never here, and I won't bring up anything about it. Let's get him in here. Dave Sharapan, the sportsbook consigliere, donning the Detroit Red Wings gear on this Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Hi, Kevin. Good to see you. Yeah, we got to get ready for Detroit, right? Detroit everything. Detroit Lions. Detroit Red Wings. Hottest team in hockey. It's that time. I mean, it's what we're doing. We're not. I heard you talking about Philly. You're not on an island, K-Dub. You're not. It's real. But I don't know.
Who's like, with me? Who's with me?
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people out in the desert with you. There's a lot of people out in the desert with you.
All right, so well, that's not bad, I guess.
And I mean that corner of the state of Pennsylvania is with you.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, everybody saw the Rams and what they did last night, and woohoo, baby! They forgot about that game when the Eagles came out west and did what they did.
Yeah, it didn't count. Ran. Just like every other Eagle regular season win against a good team, it didn't count. Just like when the Eagles beat the Packers in week one, and then by week four, every power rating under the sky had a Green Bay 5, 6, 7 spots in front of Philly. It's all good. It's
you know
all
why,
good.
Though? It doesn't, it's not always pretty when they do it. So like it doesn't get anyone really excited. It's kind of ugly football. It's good defense. It's physical offensive line play. Mm-hmm. Jalen every once in a while, you know, makes you wonder what's going on. They got guys reading books on the sideline, K-Dub. I mean, it's not the actual, you know, greatest show on turf, and it's not fun, and they don't have a lot of nicknames, but all they do is win.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like, they've lost, whatever. We don't have to get into it. I'll leave it alone for now.
I don't want to get you excited on a Tuesday all fired up. I mean,
Because I'm here's the thing. And it's going to get worse as the week goes on. I'm going to get ruder as the week goes on. And it's only Tuesday. So I got to just try and limit it. But by the time we get to the weekend, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'm just saying. It don't make any sense. I don't know. Like, what does Nick Sirianni got to do? Win a Super Bowl, I guess. That's what he's got to do. That's all right. That's all right. Dave, I got a couple of things I want to get to here with you, though, tonight. We'll get to the NFL in a bit. I want to start in the college game, if I may.
Okay.
I'm curious what you might be hearing out there from the guys around the Duke Blue Devils, right? You know, Duke, I'm sure, is one of those teams, Cowboys, Yankees, right, whatever it may be, Lakers, Celtics, you know, bets are coming in, money's coming in, there's attraction, but Duke is half the number that they were preseason to win a title. Duke is now getting, you know, odds to go unbeaten in ACC play, plus 240. Yep. They're laying 24.5 to Miami tonight. Flag now with the broom injury. Huge favorite to win the Wooden Award. Last thing the books ever wanted to happen. Are you hearing chatter around this Blue Devils team?
There's always chatter around this Blue Devils team. It's just a little bit strange and a little bit early to have a game laying 24.5. I mean, that's three touchdowns and a field goal.
Sure.
And it's still not enough to cover. I mean, it's crazy. I think this is more, tonight's line is more of an indictment on Miami and really what a mess they are. But I mean, the first half number for this game tonight is 14. 14. So the first half tax is on Duke. Listen, when Duke was good for years in the book, it was always a little bit higher. If you thought 6, you used 8. If you thought 8, you used 10. It was always, it's starting to happen again, but you know, from being a, you know, what the kids call a hoop head and a basketball guy, the ACC is down. It's down. I mean, it's bad. So I don't want to say it's like, you know, Gonzaga conference bad, but it's pretty bad, K-Dub. I don't know who's going into, you know, Cameron Indoor and winning a game. So you got to start adjusting those numbers. And it, you know, it's, I'm not putting it at like UConn level or anything like that yet, but they're going to win the ACC, at least in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting, though, Dave. But to your point, the down year for the ACC, paired with Duke being one of the, let's call it, undeniable five best teams in college, right?
No question.
Undeniable. You know, if Duke doesn't end up the number one overall seed, I'd be pretty surprised. Because it's not going to be Houston, right? They already took lumps out of conference, different things. And the Big 12 is not carrying that cachet. The SEC is unreal, but there's pros and cons to that, right? Auburn loses broom for a little bit. We'll see how long they can stay above water. We saw what happened to Tennessee the other day in that Florida game.
Yep.
And you might go, well, Florida's awesome. All right, but you know, Florida's going to have how many more games without even looking at the schedule? 4, 5, 6 as a dog, right? Probably on that schedule. So, again, like you now have this situation. It's plus 240 for them to go unbeaten in regular season play. Like, Duke shows up on a 25-game win streak, 2 losses? You're talking about that number's what when the tournament begins? 3-1 at best?
I was going to say plus 350, just to kind of keep it fair, depending on
it's the five
bracket,
now.
I know.
It's five
That's what
now.
I mean, it can't get much lower. Like, you know, and there are times when you get, like, just remember the past couple of years with UConn, they would start the tournament plus 250 to plus $3. I mean, it's going to be in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't think they're losing. They're winning a regular season, and if something happens even in a conference tournament, they're still going to be a one seed. You may be not the one overall if they don't win the tournament, but if they win it, they're the number one overall seed. And everybody will root against them, and they'll be in the Final Four, and we'll be talking about flag, and it's just what's going to happen.
I think one thing that I've noticed, though, at least from where I've been looking, books aren't ready to hang the number one overall pick odds for some reason. And usually they like hanging newsworthy items, and we know Flag is that.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't know what to do because they probably think they should hang like the minus 10,000, you know, Wemby, Bedard. But I feel like they must be worried that they're either going to hang Flag too short, right, and get limit plays, or people are going to hit one of the Rutgers kids or something.
There's a lot of things going around in the space, little industry news behind the scenes. The draft betting is being pulled back in a lot of states, so they're not rushing to put it up. There's a couple big states, Illinois being one of them. I got friends there that had all their bets refunded already on the NFL draft. So
Whoa.
I don't think, yeah, so it's already out. There's no draft betting in Illinois. So
interesting.
I don't know if the NBA draft's going to have a lot of stuff.
That's a push and pull of, I get it, that's unfortunate. Some things getting pulled back I despise. That I get, but it is unfortunate. We're with Dave Sharapan and you here on a Tuesday night on Game Time Decisions.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live right here on Sports Grid. It's Game Time Decisions. We're hanging out with Dave Sharapan. Dave, let me ask you, you do have the Red Wing stuff on. You mentioned they're hot. They're also trailing 2-0 at the end of one to the Sharks here. A pretty bad Sharks team as well. Do you think there's a lot of clicking going on right now? People live on Detroit?
Probably chasing it, yeah. Probably not a bad bet. I mean, San Jose's been competitive but blown leads. Yeah. I like the over pregame, but, I mean, no goals in the first period. At least the first period went over. Yeah, so that'll be one me and Wetzel will probably address amongst. I mean, a full hockey card tonight. It was a good night to look at that stuff. I mean, the Penguins are a disaster. The Flyers and Blue Jackets are on pace already to go over, so that's good.
Yeah.
Calgary Flames wearing red tonight. Nice plus if you need a game with juice. The Golden Knights, another one tonight. Saw the line last night at Pick'em and was texting a buddy and said, who's responsible for that number? Because they should be favorite. And lo and behold, when you wake up and they're favored. So, and then you got the Rangers and the Avalanche. The Rangers are trying to figure it out.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah, that's a good game tonight.
Well, because you know me, I've been trying to just check in with the Igor stuff. I know he got injured. I know it's been a down year. First two games back, 3-2 overtime win, 2-1 regulation against Vegas on the road. You know, everyone knows hockey, if you get the hot goalie, is there a world Igor just kind of grabs a deep breath and the Rangers get on a bit of a run here?
I think so. They had so much going on internally, and that has to get itself worked out. And once it does, I mean, you see it. Like, the Red Wings were terrible. They fired the coach, and all of a sudden they win 7 games in a row. Again, they're trailing tonight. It can happen that quick where it changes. And anytime the goalie gets hot and the team starts to know and believe that that guy's going to make those saves, it can turn fast. So plus money tonight with the Rangers, probably not a bad play. You got Blackwood confirmed. I just checked it for the Avalanche, so. 6.5 is the total. Kevin, that might be a hockey game with juice. I know I saw your late card, though, in the college baskets. And you're a night owl. There's a couple good college basketball games late tonight. Is that Baylor thing for real? I like Baylor tonight.
Yeah, I like Baylor as well. It's not one – like, to me, it almost doesn't – I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, you know, they're like – whoa, unranked team laying 5.5. It's like, man, everybody knows Arizona was going to be favored in that game. Baylor is 25th. Right. Arizona's like 29th, all right? Yeah. To me, they're even basketball teams. I've been saying, like, do not be surprised if that's an Arizona win and a Baylor cover. Don't be stunned. That, like, both of those teams are going to be able to score the basketball in that matchup. And I think that 5.5 is a tick too many.
What are you making the Iowa USC game? Any thought there? I mean, Iowa, that game got to be an over, no? I know the number's high, but I don't know if it's high enough.
To me, and I think, you know, I'm trying not to get too caught up in the. When you first start as a bettor, and, you know, you can make the. So what was that for me yesterday? Right? What did you last see? You bet it, right?
Right.
I sometimes worry I've course corrected too much, right?
Oh, yeah.
But my thought when I see USC, Iowa, USC goes to Illinois, hangs what, 82, 83 on them?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now they come home, Iowa. Iowa can't really defend that well. We know they're bang, bang, up and down. But the thing is, USC basically just played the game of their lives. Being able to go, Did anyone see what Illinois has right now against Indiana? Scores 55-30. It's the first half. Scores 55-30.
Loved Illinois tonight. That's good.
I kind of want to see if I can play an under somewhere with that game. But we know the Hawkeyes can score. I don't know if I want to grab USC on a team total under. I don't know if I'm out thinking myself a little bit. But I'm trying to go the other way, Dave. But I know what you're getting at. I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know just when you put the numbers, when you start the number in the 160s in college hoops, that's a lot. And a lot of times, you know, the natural move is to try to find the top and go under. But, man, I watched a little bit of that USC-Illinois game. Again, this is a Big Ten matchup, USC and Iowa. So strange to say it's going to take the whole rest of 2025 to finally get used to it. But I thought, man, that thing should probably be around 165, 166. So thought there might be a play there.
I want to just say, Dave, just because you're like this, they're going to USC, right? So first time for Iowa doing this, right?
Uh-huh.
And then on Friday they play UCLA. Now they must be staying out there, right? There's no way that they're not.
Or they stay at the same place, yes.
But I think that is just something that we are not accustomed to college basketball-wise, right? I thought maybe it would be a bigger deal in college football than it was. I don't think it was as big of a deal. But I guess it's 1 week here and it's 1 week back, right? It's all good. Where for Iowa now, like, how many times in the middle of the year you go out there and spend a week in California, right? Like, that's abnormal, you know?
Correct.
So I think that's just something to think about with that game, whether that's tonight, whether that's the UCLA
one. Way to Pac-12 always traveled, though. Keep that in mind. Like Arizona and Arizona State would travel up to Oregon together and then, you know, play the opposite school, play Oregon and Oregon State, and then 2 days later they would stay there and play the opposite. So that's the kind of the way they traveled back in the day in the basketball. So now I think the Big Ten is going to do that because the trips are long.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be very different. And I mean, the problem, like when you go to Penn State, is that there's nowhere else to really go. I mean, maybe you shoot over to Rutgers, or on the way back, you stop at Ohio State, maybe up to Michigan. But like, that's the trouble spot for the West Coast teams when they go places like that, where it's a one-off and a long trip. So it'll be interesting.
I just want to throw something to people. Mm-hmm. So right now, Auburn is smashing Mississippi State. Right?
Smash.
46-27, first game without Broome. You know they adjusted the numbers. One team has Baker Mazar losing his mind. He's 7 of 8. He's making every three, right? Miss State's 1 of 11. I can already tell you right now, I like Georgia this weekend against this Auburn team. That number's going to move. We'll close it out after a quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions. Let me tell you, man, you know, it's one of those nights I was like, might need to have all the TVs cooking for the basketball. And now I'm looking around. I got money on Ricky Council, Donovan Mitchell's ball hogging for the first time all season. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not sure I'm going to make time for this. We're going to get out of here with this Kentucky A&M first half under at least. But the NBA, I'm not none too pleased with what I'm seeing early here, Dave. You want the two remaining NBA picks? One of them you'll have. You can easily track while you're doing in-game live.
I hope you got the Pacers. You got the Pacers against the Cavs?
No, I left that alone. I took Mitchell's assist. I was thinking under, which I'd be getting smashed on, so I'm glad I left it alone. Right. I got Fox's 33.5 points plus assist, but the fun one, I got the Bulls' first quarter money line against the Pels, minus 112.
Okay. Wow. I like that. I like the Bulls in the game, so they hopefully should be leading after the first quarter.
Well,
what's the deal with the Bucks being such a short number? I mean, Sacramento's great. They're playing their best basketball of the season right now.
Yeah.
But that number looks alarmingly light, and it might be one of those ones where they hook you in. I mean, you went with the Fox, what, assists you said?
Points and assists, 33.5.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you
not
got
the PRA. The kids love the PRA.
Yeah, we did the PA. You got to try and try and move some things. Let me tell you, man. You know, sometimes a team fires a coach. You're like, what are you doing? That was a knucklehead move. This guy Doug Christie might be coach of the year. This Sacramento team's red hot. They
can't
got juice. Got juice,
man.
Like what I'm
on
seeing
the
here.
Road at home, but this number's light, K Dub. Come on, the streak ends tonight. And I know Wetzel always says, winners bet on streaks, losers bet against streaks. You're supposed to ride the streak until it ends.
Yeah.
I mean, 2.5? What am I missing? Just lay the money line. You don't even like the points. Come on.
Yeah. No? Don't start. Don't start. Nah, you got to stop. See, you almost got me in trouble and you weren't even trying to. I'm glad that I kept myself calm. Dave. I know when it's time. Guess that for in-game live, my friend. It should be a good one tonight. You got a lot of basketball to watch.
A lot of hockey, too. Don't forget.
Ah, come on. All right. No, they don't. Maybe they do.
Yes, not they me. Do.
All right. There he is. Hockey Dave, he's back. Right. You want to hold on? Let me try and find a hockey pick. Ready? This is how we'll close it out. Come on.
Give it
Let's
to
see
the
what
peak.
We what
Give
do we got here. Up. Hold on. No. None of this storm on the Capitals. Hold on. Let's see. What hasn't started yet? Nashville, Vegas. That game's not speaking to me at all. St. Louis, Calgary. Oh, that total's light as can be. 5.5.
Absolutely juice.
Are you kidding me? That's a 3-goal first period. And then you're sweating it, though. 2-1 at the end of the first. 2-1 heading into the third. We'll see you there sweating the rest of the way. Consig. I'm not going to go back to Flames Blues. How did I let this happen? That's all right. We'll run through the basketball card and what Bye. Remains. We mentioned, see you, Dave. Bulls first quarter money line, minus 112. Good spot for Chicago at home. Fox over the 33.5 points plus assists. With Monk out of the lineup, he has been unbelievable this season for Sacramento. Going up against Milwaukee, expect pace, expect points. College hoops-wise, we've got over in the Florida-Missouri game, 154.5. Trying to buy low there on a Gators total after the bang-unders they played against Arkansas and Tennessee. We've got the Baylor Bears catching 5 at a hook against Arizona late night. And then the game of the night, Miami and Duke. And I'm not trying to be silly. I'm being serious. That is what the Duke Blue Devils, to me, are commanding attention-wise, conversation-wise. If they're playing, you're watching. You're betting. And I'm betting tonight the Miami team total over. 60.5. Did I sign up for a lot of pain tonight? The more I think about it. Only on Pain Grid. 60.5, though, that number does feel a little light to me as they go up against the Blue Devils tonight. Don't be scared of some Con Knipple alts, though, if you'd like to play the Duke side of it. And those player props are out there and available for you. I will see you on Thursday. We'll hang out. We'll make it happen. What's the best game, do you think, on this Thursday? Should we take a quick peek? College board usually drops off. I'm not seeing anything. NBA going to step up on a Thursday for us? No, they're not. We'll make it happen. Endgame Live is next. We'll see you then. It's Game Time Decisions.